Hello again, and welcome to the podcast, A Look Into Multicultural Education. Again, I am your host, Kaylin Blizzard, a senior at Shawnee State University. And this week for our episode, we're going to be talking to Megan McCall, and we're going to be addressing the second stage of her cultural autobiography that we're working on. This stage is progression. So this is a progressive turn towards an imagined future. So hi, Megan, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, so for this week, it's going to be a little bit different. Last week, we talked about your past and what has turned you into the person that you are today. For this week, I really would like you to focus more on who you want to be in the future. How do you envision your classroom and who you are as a person in the classroom? Okay. So I've got a couple questions for you, and I just would like for you to think about them and answer them as best as you possibly can.
Okay.
So, what do you believe is the classroom of tomorrow?
I think the classroom of tomorrow is ever-changing. I think the classroom of tomorrow is adapting to differences within your classroom. I think it's about perspectives. How are you going to handle these different perspectives of making students feel comfortable with who they are, their identities, sharing these experiences, all within the ability to learn. I don't think my future classroom will be, it'll be curriculum-based, going along the standards and everything. But, and I say but because I think teachers need to take the curriculum and expand it. And I mean expand by allow students to share their experiences and learn from one another. Don't follow the line of curriculum so much that they're not going to learn from one another in these real life experiences, because I think it's very important that the classroom of tomorrow is to expand the learning and perspectives of students.
Very good. I know that when we talked last week, you said that you felt like you had a lot of limited experiences from where you came from.
Right.
Especially relating to race and ethnicity and, like, social class and things like that. So how do you think that's going to affect you going into a classroom today? What kind of teacher do you imagine yourself as because of those limited experiences and because of the way you view things?
I'm going to be honest. I think it will affect me in some ways because I'm an in-service teacher as of right now, and I'm a collaborative teacher, so I haven't had the classroom to myself as an educator. I think all teachers are going to struggle, and I'm going to be honest, like I said, I probably will struggle. I'll have to do some research and take classes and become comfortable with separating my beliefs from other students and what they believe. And I think it's important to keep refreshed on these things and identify what needs to be done within my classroom to make it the best learning environment for my students. That's what's most important.
Okay, so you talk a lot about that learning environment that you want for your students, and you want to be open-minded. So what are your hopes? Like, what do you envision for the classroom? Who do you want to be? What do you want it to look like? How do you want your students to interact? What does that look like for you?
So I envision my classroom to be a true multicultural education. And what I mean by that is that it's going to be very adaptable. So it's not going to be just textbook-based and just mapped-based. I think students need to learn from going out and doing, like, field trips and everything. I want it to be very comfortable in the aspect of not just, you know, slapping together a project and saying this is the region of the ethnicity and this is what they eat, because I remember doing that back in school. I want to give my students the real life aspect of what actually happens within these religions and different backgrounds and cultures of people.
All right, very good. So I just, to make it hard on you, I'm trying to get that memory. I'm trying to get that feeling of a classroom. So let me just hear about one thing that you think you could create in your classroom that is a perfect classroom for you. Like, you walk in the door in the morning, what are your students going to do? Are they going to walk in and say hello? Are you going to greet every student? Are you going to...
Oh, absolutely. I want my students to almost become a family. And even despite their differences, I want them to have a gain of respect for one another. Share those experiences, like I said. But I want them all to be friends. And I know it's hard to... with, you know, students will pick on anyone for any reason at all. And I want my students to have a safe space within my classroom. I want them to express their identities, and just the main thing is to respect one another within who they are. So I hope I answered that question correctly. I just want my students to be able to converse with one another, share their differences, and talk about what they do and their traditions within their family and how they do things.
Okay, I get that. I see that. I see that from your past into your present, and I hope that I've been able to help you paint a clearer picture of what you envision for your future.
Absolutely.
So that wraps up our session two of this podcast. We hope to see you tune in again for stage three, our analysis portion. I'm going to bid you goodwill, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a good one.